Lori. Good to see you. Glad you came.
Hello.
A little bit snowy outside today here in New Jersey. Not too cold though, but just right, I guess. Let's open with prayer, please. Father, we do thank Thee for the grace Thou has bestowed upon us. We thank Thee for the reminder of the snow and how it relates to our redemption, perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, so we are in Numbers chapter 2. I think a couple people tried to call in, and I guess the device wasn't quite turned on yet, so if you missed the call, in case you didn't hear us, you couldn't hear us very well, you hung up and you call back, and we had to call on that one primary line today, 856-854-4452. That's 856-854-4452. But we're in Numbers chapter 2 today. Going through the book of Numbers. We have a study guide we're working on. And if you, eventually that'll be posted someplace. If you don't have a copy yourself in your hand, there are some back in the back table. If you get to the back table, please do that. And I guess everyone has one. But if you don't, come on over and go to the back table and pick up the Bible study, and that'll be fine. You got a question there?
Yes. What's the numbers?
Numbers chapter 2.
Oh, I guess I don't have it.
Okay. There's one in the back table back there for
okay.
you.
Thank you.
Numbers chapter 2.
Oh, good.
Let's read through some of these verses here in Numbers chapter 2. Go ahead and, John, why don't you start with verse 1 there, please.
Verse 1 of
Numbers chapter 2, yes.
Yeah. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, every man of the children of Israel shall pitch by his own standard with the ensign of their father's house far off about the tabernacle of the congregation shall they pitch.
I'll read verse 3.
Okay.
On the east side, toward the rising of the sun, shall they of the standard of the camp of Judah pitch throughout their armies, and Nashon, the son of Amminadab, shall come and shall be the captain of the children of Judah.
You want to read Numbers 2:5, please, Mom?
2:4.
2:4.
Amen.
2:4.
And his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 64,600.
And those that you pitch next unto him shall be the tribe of Issachar, and Nathanael, the son of Zuar, shall be captain of the children of Issachar.
And his host, and those that were numbered thereof, were 54,400. And Jacob, are you there?
Yes, sir.
I go ahead. You read verse 7 and Miss Grummer, read verse 8.
You read 7. Then the tribes of Zebulun and Elam, just a minute.
Reconnected or with more people later on.
Well, maybe continue over.
All right.
No, we'll stop there with the
one time through,
and then we'll talk about the verses and we'll read some more. So we notice here in Numbers chapter 2, and throughout the whole book of Numbers, (clears throat) Sorry about that. We got disconnected somehow.
They have to get connected with Barbara.
Yeah, they got reconnected with which is always a challenge. I guess I need to get that phone number hooked up where people can call in one phone number and they can hear and talk with one phone number. We had that hooked working for a while. I mean, we've not used it for a while, but anyway. So we get more people than just a few people we have here. But nonetheless, we have here the situation here in the book of Numbers. We know in the book of Exodus, probably the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings, lays the foundation of the creation, lays the foundation of God of the Abrahamic covenant, God's chosen people. And we find that it starts with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and his 12 sons. And those 12 sons find themselves in Egypt, 12 sons. And when they went down to Egypt, there were 70 in all. If you count Joseph, who was already there, and his family, 70 in all that were there in Egypt to begin with. And 400 some years later, they left Egypt.
Where did they say 70?
In Genesis,
Genesis
chapter
50. Is it 50 or?
Maybe 50, 48, 49, 50. When you find it, John, let me know.
Right.
And so we understand the fact that there were 70 souls that were in Egypt. So they started with 70. And then, okay. We'll get the precise number.
There's different numbers. There's one number in Acts 7. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's another number of Genesis.
Yes, there is. So we'll get both numbers and we'll reconcile the numbers together. But they started out there in Egypt. First we know Abraham was in Ur of the Chaldees, and
Genesis 46,
what verse?
Okay. Well. The sons of Joseph were born to him in Egypt were two souls, and the souls of the house of Jacob, which came into Egypt, were threescore and ten.
And there's 70.
Okay. In Genesis 46, what verse? I mean, you told me about
46:27.
46:27. So it's the number 70 is coming from Genesis 46:27. Thank you for looking up that reference. And so,
46.
Genesis chapter 46 and verse 27. Genesis 46:27. And there it tells about the 70 souls that were in Egypt. Now from those 70 souls, we know that they increased to 600,000 men, the scripture says, before they departed Egypt. Tammy.
Just so that I'm not making it up. In Acts 7:14, it says, "Then sent Joseph and Paul and his father Jacob to him, and all his kindred, 315 souls." So that's 75. So you have to read it closely to get mm-hmm. the details. So.
Okay.
Can you say it?
Okay, Genesis chapter. We have two numbers.
Increase to.
Now we in Genesis 46:27.
Okay.
Do you see there in Genesis 46:27?
Uh-huh.
And the Tammy used another cross reference of Acts 7:14 during Stephen's sermon. And the overall point is that we have the fact they started in a small number, but in the course of 400 years, they increased to a large number.
And what was that number?
600,000.
I don't know where the comma goes.
It goes be 600, comma, zero, zero, zero. So there's five zeros.
Okay.
Okay? Five zeros. A six followed by five zeros. 600,000 men. That's how much they increased. They increased to 600,000 men. Among those 600,000 men was Moses. And others, of course. But Moses was the one that God picked to be the leader, to pull those men and women and children out of the land of Egypt. And so we know that the life of Moses is divided up into three sections. He lived, he died at age of 120. It's the first 40 years he was being raised as the son or grandson of Pharaoh. Because his mother did not, this is very interesting, particularly in our current political scene in the United States, not in some other country, but in the United States, infanticide. They're trying to push for infanticide.
What's that mean? Children?
Killing babies, okay. Killing infants.
Abortions.
You know, not, and this is going beyond the argument of the first trimester, the second trimester, beyond the third trimester, past the 40th week, past the ninth month, after the child is born, they want to perform what they're calling an abortion.
I know.
And so the king of Egypt said to the midwives, we want you.
It's okay.
Just a moment. It's somebody that I know. Hello, hello.
Pastor Dan.
Yes.
Pastor Dan, the number 10 you gave out of Acts, what was that?
Acts 7:14.
Acts 7:14. Yeah, because I was listening to this morning when I was walking. And I really didn't understand it when I heard it, but I thought I'd go back. And I think I know how this number 75 is in Acts 7:14. You see, let me write that down super real quick. Because here in Exodus 1, 7:14, he said. Okay. And what it says here in Exodus 1:5. All the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls. So that would be 71 if they're counting all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob, right?
Where is he?
He's Jacob's reading from Exodus chapter 1 in verse 5. Go ahead, Jacob.
So if there were 71, technically, because these are the souls that came out of Jacob's loins, then, and Joseph was already in Egypt, then, it says, the rest of this verse says, for Joseph was in Egypt already, and that Joseph, one, and his wife, two, and Ephraim and Manasseh, three and four, that 75 altogether.
Yes. That's right, Jacob.
And I'll agree with 74.
Oh, no. This verse 5 is not counting Joseph. If you listen close, and all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls. For Joseph was already in Egypt, was in Egypt already.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So that would add up to 75 over there in Acts 7:14, right? 7:14.
It would. Right, it would. I know Anna's going to add to this a bit with some new numbers or some new references. Go ahead, Anna. Thank you, Jacob.
You look in Genesis 46, verse 26 and 27. All the souls that came with Jacob into Egypt, which came out of his loins, besides Jacob's sons' wives, all their souls were 66. And the sons of Joseph, which were born, I guess we probably read this, I'm sorry, born in him in Egypt, were 2 souls. All the souls of the house of Jacob, which came into Egypt, were 70.
Okay, which came into Egypt. Mm-hmm. Joseph was already in Egypt. So he came in Egypt earlier, right? Tammy.
So in Acts, it's talking about and then sent Joseph and called his father Jacob to him, and all his kindred, 80 and 15 souls. So that's how many of Jacob, how many kindred he had. That was his family.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
75.
That's right. That's right. And from, as we said earlier, from that 75, we came to, first you have Abraham. I mean, we're looking at how God blessed, how God began to fulfill his promise to Abraham. And so we have them, as I said before, Moses was among the 600,000. God chosen him to be the leader, and his life is broken up into three sections of 40 years each. He lived to about 120. And so the first 40 years, again, we were talking about infanticide. In the United States of America, there were in a particular state in America, they wanted to pass a bill in the state legislature that would permit a child who's already born, permit that child to be so-called aborted after the birth.
Yeah.
After the birth. Not in utero, not when he was inside of his mother, which is still equally as wrong.
Still murder.
Mm-hmm. It's still equally as wrong. But the overall point is the child in the hermeneutic of the legislature of this state was already born. And so they were proposing the fact that it would be acceptable if there was some so-called defect in the child, he had the wrong color eyes, or she was too short, or whatever the so-called defect would be, they would have the option of talking with the mother. If the mother or whatever the mother, saying for the health of the mother. I mean, the baby's already been born. And yet they want to talk about the rights of the mother to so-called terminate the pregnancy of this child who's sitting right there already born. Annie, ever thought?
Oh, well, I was wondering, because it's in verse 26 of Genesis 46, it's, besides Jacob's son's wife, all the souls were 66. And then in Acts 7:14, then sent Joseph and called his father Jacob to him, and all his kindred 80 and 15 souls. So that's only 9. Maybe the wives, some of the wives, I don't know what it is.
Well, we know that one of Jacob's wives died, Rachel.
I'm trying to count for the wives of the sons.
The wives of the 12 sons.
But that would be more than that.
Yeah,
there's 12 sons.
Just forget it.
No, we won't forget it. You're right. The passage does say, besides the wives. And this is in Genesis chapter 46.
Never mind.
No, we don't have to move on. I'm trying to... We're laying the foundation of a review of a sort. We're giving a review of how we're getting to the book of Numbers. But in Genesis chapter 46, we want to go back there. We have to synthesize it with Acts chapter 7. I lost my place in the number. Genesis chapter 46 in verse
27.
And the sons of Joseph, which were born in Egypt, were in Genesis chapter 46, verse 27. If you're going back to verse 26, all the souls that came with Jacob into Egypt, which came out of his loins, beside Jacob's sons' wives, It says, beside Jacob's sons' wives, all the souls were 66. Okay, so that's 66. A score is 20. And plus 6 is 76. And the sons of Joseph, which were born in Egypt, were 2 souls. All the souls of the house of Jacob, which came into Egypt, were 66 and 10. I'm sorry. 66 is 66. You're right. Because the score is 20. Now, what we're saying is that from this number, I understand there's we have to explain, and then we looked at the book of Acts, now we have to address the point of the wives. What do we do with the wives? Well, maybe perhaps the wives weren't added, they're not added here, and they're not added in, are they not added in?
They weren't counted.
Counted in either place. And so when you add, if they're not counted in either place, then you add, we'll say each son had one wife. Each son had X number of wives. We know that one wife died. Judah's wife died. But other, we will say X, they had X, each son, each, there was X number of wives that were counted. So you take the X and you add it to Genesis 46. You take the X, you add the X at chapter 7, and it's going to increase by the same number. You take the unknown amount of wives, and you add it to the number that we know, and so it increases both numbers equally the same. And so in the book of, you have for a further comment, Anna.
Oh, so it's
pardon me? And so you, Moses' life, again, we were talking about how the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, had ordered the execution, of all male sons. They wanted them, in the modern, in the United States, they wanted the sons aborted after they were born. Horrible bill that was being proposed. But then that didn't pass, at least this time around. I mean, it's bad enough. They permit abortions even in the first trimester. It's a horrendous crime that's happening to these children. Your thought?
I heard this morning on the radio that the woman, this happened in the southern state, I think, Virginia or something, mm-hmm. And she said that she didn't know it said that. She didn't even read the bill.
She was a sponsor of the bill.
Yes.
She was a sponsor of this infanticide bill.
Yes.
She was pushing infanticide, and yet she did not read it. You want to believe that?
I believe she didn't read it.
You know.
I think it was casual.
I find it hard to believe you would sponsor such a horrendous bill and not read it.
Why wouldn't she know that it was?
I can barely imagine. Karen can barely believe that the United States House of Representatives won't read a bill that they were voting on.
I know.
But as far as the sponsor bill, there's no excuse not to read a bill that you're sponsoring. If you're sponsoring, you're implying there's some type of authorship that you have in that bill.
Right.
Okay. So what about so there was somebody else sponsoring it? Did the other person read it?
No, she just was careless and she didn't care. She just assumed it said what she thought it
said. Well, so who is the author of the bill?
The lady that didn't read it.
So how could someone formulate a bill and not read it?
Ask her.
I understand.
It's like writing a book but never reading it. You read it as you're writing it.
Okay.
That's part of writing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's likely there's more than one sponsor.
Right.
Did the other sponsor read it?
No.
Who's the author of this bill?
We'll never know.
Is it Planned Parenthood? So-called Planned Parenthood who wants to kill all the children of the world? I don't know. I'm not sure who the sponsor of the bill is. But here we have the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, whose living like he's living in the United States of America, this senator, this congresswoman from the state house of Virginia. Do you think he know? Do you think he knew about his bill when he says kill all the male children? Did he know about that? Okay, so
yeah.
I didn't realize that's what I was saying, to kill all the male children. Well, the Hebrew midwives knew better. They feared God. They feared God. And so this woman in Virginia, she has no fear of God. She has no respect for life.
She does know.
She has no respect of life. I don't think she does.
She's going to fear God.
You know, I don't think she does. But the point, I mean, not that she can't. There is hope. I mean, God died for her as well.
As long as she's breathing.
As long as she's breathing, there is hope for her.
Well, of course, she'll take the breath away from a baby, but...
Yes, she will.
God's giving her a breath.
Yes, she is. Yes, go ahead.
A memory came to me with this story.
Mm-hmm.
Must be from me, from my past.
Yes.
When I was in the hospital, probably when I had one of the babies or something. There was a big room, like big, like operating rooms are. Big with nothing in there but a table.
Mm-hmm.
And big, bright, bright lights. And on that table was a baby crying, a newly born baby just crying all by itself. This comes from my memory, which I forgot all about till I sat here and mm-hmm. we're talking it. And I could hear that baby. I can hear that baby till now. I didn't know, understand. I didn't know. I was a very innocent person when I first was young. I didn't understand what was going on. And then someone said that was a newborn baby, and they just let it cry and cry and cry and cry. And it's probably one like these babies.
Okay. Maybe the baby was. I don't know.
I thought of right away. I never thought of it for years.
Was this in the 40s, the 50s, or the 60s?
Whenever.
Well, do you...
I don't know how old I was married and had some children.
Okay. And so how...
I might have been in there for...
So is it probably in the 50s? You think so?
I don't know.
Okay.
I can't say that. Maybe that'll come to me.
Or was it... And this was it in the 70s?
I don't know how to do life by 70s and 60s.
Okay. Was it pre-Roe v. Wade?
I think it was during that abortion time of talking.
Okay. Which was by 1972?
Probably. You know, when was it all in the vote to talk about abortion or not about abortion?
Mm-hmm. Well, nonetheless, we have here the king of Egypt who's taken the advice of this woman from Virginia,
right?
And killing innocent children after they are born.
Right.
And so yes.
She said, I heard her on the radio today or the TV, I didn't know that was there. I thought there was something else was there. I thought I read it before and it was okay. I didn't know that was there. And so did some other sponsor. I didn't know that was there. What do we have people in the office, you know, representatives that can't even read?
Well, somebody... Did anyone know it was there?
Someone did.
Bill.
Thinking back to when Obama was president, Pelosi said, we got to read the bill, we got to pass the bill so we can find out what's in it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's an example of politics in Washington.
Exactly.
A bunch of dummies don't know what they're voting on. Mm-hmm. They think they're smart and they're privileged and... they can vote for the betterment of mankind. They don't know what they're doing.
No.
They don't even know how to pour milk over a bowl of cereal.
Unless it's sour milk.
Yeah.
On my cereal. A 1,000-page bill that they weren't given enough time to read. Now, I'm not sure how many pages this bill was that the lady sponsored. She's a sponsor of the bill.
Right.
And yet we have, and so
incompetent.
We have the king of Egypt issuing this decree to kill all the male children. He wanted to be kind of the opposite of China. The Chinese kill the girls and keep the boys, but in only one child policy in China. And they could come here. By application, the same wickedness that happens in China can happen here in the United States. Case in point, this bill has failed in Virginia. If they keep on pushing it, they'll get it to pass.
Right.
With the, they'll claim, "Oh, I never read it. I never read it." Well, that's a dumb excuse. Well, then start reading your bills. But nonetheless, the Hebrew midwives, the scripture tells us, feared God. They feared God, and Moses was spared. After when once it became, they started making too much noise. His mother made a little small ark, put him in the bulrushes, a little vessel, put him pitched with inside of it. So it went sink, and the Pharaoh's daughter, who didn't agree with her father's thought, we're doing a review from the book of Exodus, chapter 2, I guess it is. We're giving some background to tell us how we get who Moses is. And so, in Exodus chapter 2, we talk about how Pharaoh's daughter, who did not agree with her father's bill.
Right.
And so, her heart, she had compassion upon the baby. Now, anyone that doesn't have any compassion on babies says they got a problem with them. If you don't care about babies, especially when you want to kill them. I understand how maybe you may not be a baby person as far as knowing how to take care of a baby, but to want to kill him. I mean, so Pharaoh had a problem. But his daughter had the heart. The daughter spared Moses. The daughter raised Moses as her own son. And so the first 40 years, Moses was raised as a son, the grandson of Pharaoh. And then we see him being disturbed about something, and he saw an Egyptian fighting with a Hebrew, and he killed the Egyptian, which caused him to flee because it was found out. Tammy, your thought?
It's okay. I'll just make a brief comment. I don't mean to stir up a hornet's nest.
Please, we like hornets.
But the reason that people do not value life is because this is what they've been taught. They've been taught not to value life. They've been taught that this child is not a person. They've been taught all these lies.
Yes, they have.
Taught ever since they were little.
Mm-hmm. They have.
Right.
They've been taught.
So they don't know any differently.
No, they don't. They don't. So they don't know any differently.
It's the father of lies.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Satan himself.
Bill, John.
Yeah, to expand on what Tammy said, yeah, they're taught from the beginning that there's no value to human life. You're just a bunch of cells. They don't know that there's a creator God.
Right.
A creator God that loves them. Yeah. They don't have any concept of that.
Mm-hmm.
They've never heard it.
Yeah, they put more value in seals and puppies.
Yeah.
Than in humans.
Yep. That's right. Yes. No, they're, you know, tear down a tree there that some owl might be nesting in.
That's right.
You'll get put in jail for killing an egg and therefore killing one of those babies. Mm-hmm. But they're real.
Mm-hmm.
But the human growing inside the woman is not.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a piece of undetermined flesh. It's just a few cells.
That's what they say. Yeah. That's what they say. More thoughts on that?
I go back to that baby that I saw crying. Mm-hmm. And I asked about it. Why is that baby crying like that? Left alone. And they gave me that's what they do. That's what they, where they put newborn babies. They let them cry. And I forgot all about that till today.
Mm-hmm. And so the next 40 years, Moses was in Midian. And then his last 40 years, when he was age 80, came back to lead the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, and by that time they had reached a number of around 600,000 men. Mm-hmm. They're 20 years and older, besides women and children.
That's now, where are we in the Bible?
We're still in.
He's reviewing.
In Exodus, kind of bringing. We're going to move into ourselves. That God, Moses, brings the children of Israel out of Egypt.
Yeah.
Okay, and he's leading them out of Egypt, and so we have that whole account mentioned in Exodus. Then we have the God's law mentioned in Leviticus. And so here in the book of Numbers, we see, which is still this same time period, early on, after the Exodus. Early on, after they left Egypt. And so we see here in verse 1, the Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron. That's God speaks to them. He spoke to Moses directly. He speaks to us today through the Word, through the Scripture, through the written Word of God, the canonical books of the Bible, 66 canonical books. And God, the Lord, spoke unto Moses. Lord is all capital letters here. It means the Hebrew word behind this English word Lord is Jehovah. Capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D has reference to being the Hebrew word is Jehovah. He spoke unto Moses and unto Aaron. And so John, in verse 2, by what, with what, and about what is everyone to pitch?
Well, they were to pitch by their own standard, with the ensign of their father's house, around the tabernacle.
Okay. And so the tabernacle was the central place where all the children of Israel were to pitch. There's an order to it. Some pitched on the east, some pitched on the west, some pitched on the south, some pitched on the north. But they pitched around it. It was the central place. The focus where they were to pitch was the tabernacle. That was the focus. The tabernacle was in the middle of everything. And so we notice that this text message there.
Oh, no, it's all right. It's sort of to Anna. Okay. I was just looking up Bible contradictions.
Okay.
And I was, mm-hmm. They did say, they indicated something about the wives too. But it requires further study. It just was something said.
Okay, so I got it. I understand. That's what I thought. That's what I thought, but I wasn't sure.
I thought I said that, and it sounded like you were disagreeing with what I was saying.
No, you're talking to me now, or are you talking to you?
I'm talking to you.
Okay, good.
I thought you were disagreeing with my assessment.
No, I'm not disagreeing with your assessment. We have to look at it closer. As far as in some instances, we have the fact that this is that we've already talked about this, but we can talk about it again.
I'm sorry. We'll move on. It's not.
We can talk about it again. Okay.
We can move on. We'll talk about it later on.
We have in Stephen's. If we count the people, okay, there's no contradiction in the scripture, okay. So
right,
we got one number. Stephen's got one number in his sermon. He's counting people that are not counted in the book of Genesis that did not come into the equation in the book of Genesis.
Right.
Okay, that's all. You know, and so.
Right. They didn't mention Dinah.
No, Dinah wasn't mentioned.
It mentions Manasseh, Ephraim.
She was.
Dinah's mentioned in Genesis.
Yeah. She's mentioned.
And so, if we
she's mentioned, John. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to argue that.
Scripture should mention, yeah, but
no, I mean in that chapter.
In that one counting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But the point is that. There would have been nine sons. I mean, nine wives of the sons.
Okay, listen, Diane, verse 15. In Genesis chapter 46, verse 15.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We see here, these are the sons
of 15.
In Genesis 46, verse 15. These are the sons of Leah, which she bare to Jacob in Padan Aram, with his daughter Dinah. All the souls of his sons and his daughters were 33. So there's daughters that are here.
Daughters.
Dinah is the only daughter that's mentioned by name. Unless if we're going to use the word daughters to include daughters-in-law, I don't know. But I've always taken the word daughters who were unnamed. Right. I never necessarily counted the daughters as the wives of the sons. I counted them as daughters that were the sisters of the sons. So Dinah is mentioned there in verse 15.
Yeah, when you look back even further in Genesis, you look at with Adam and Eve, only the sons are mentioned, only the first three sons are mentioned.
Yes, right. But well, we know there were sons
and daughters.
We know there are more sons and more daughters that were not named.
She was named, but she wasn't counted, it seems.
Right, this counting is usually based on the sons.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's true, it is. Right. I mean, when they counted the 600,000, that's 600,000 men above 20 years old, or beside women and children.
Right.
In the first number we cited. And so, we have here that Moses here is leading this people, the God's chosen people. He's leading them out of the land of Egypt. And after he gets out, we have God communicating these very specific instructions that God has to give to Moses. Sometimes they listen, sometimes they don't listen. Sometimes Moses listened, sometimes Moses didn't listen. Sometimes Aaron did what was right, and sometimes Aaron did what was wrong. And look at me, I'll look at myself, okay? Look at ourselves. Sometimes we do what's right, sometimes we do what's wrong. Sometimes we listen, sometimes we don't listen. And the Lord speaks to Moses. When the Lord speaks to us, he speaks to us in a different way than he spoke to Moses. We have to listen and obey. And so we see here how they're setting up their camp. Again, it's focused, it's centered around the tabernacle. It's centered around where God is. It's centered around God. The tabernacle, everything about the tabernacle foreshadows the redemption that God had planned for his people and for anyone that puts their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the tabernacle foreshadows. It's a type. It's a type. The sacrificial system of the Old Testament, it's a type. It's a picture of the cross. And we see here that Judah is pitching on the east side of the tabernacle, and their captain was Nashon, the son of Amminadab. He's the captain of Judah. And we need to know that Nashon was mentioned earlier on in chapter 1. All these people who are these captains of these 12 tribes are mentioned, are cited in chapter 1 as well. And so, Bill, how many were from the tribe of Judah?
14,660.
14,600?
Mm-hmm.
So we have not 14, but 60, right?
60, that's 60.
60? I guess I didn't hear you right, Paul.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's 14,660.
Right.
Where's that? No, it's
60,000.
Three score thousand.
And 14,000.
Yeah, it's written. Let me read the verse. 314,000. So 314,000 means 60,000 plus 14,000.
Okay.
So when we have 60,000, which is 60. Well, we'll just convert the 60,000 to 60,000 for our discussion, because Abraham Lincoln could talk about scores, but you see, in his Gettysburg, he said 40 in 7 years ago. I think it was 7 years ago, according to, during the time of his speech. Is it 7 years? 40 in 7 years?
Yeah. Yes.
87 years. But here it's 314,000. So 60 plus 14 is 74. So 74,000 plus 600. So it's 74,600. Now again, this is the number of Judah. Judas pitched in the east side of the tabernacle. And if we look at the picture over there, east side of the tabernacle, that's the side where the door was. The door of the tabernacle, the entrance to the tabernacle, was in the east side.
Right there in front there?
Right there in front. That's where they're pitching. He's pitching, Judah's pitching, and we're going to have another tribe that's going to pitch either beside him or behind him, but it's going to be right there. Yes?
I think it's interesting. Out of those doors of the tabernacle, then there's all those tents and houses and temporary shelters where they all live right next to there.
Yes, everything was centered around. Everything is centered around the tabernacle. And so we have Judah. We have all the 12 tribes are going to be around the tabernacle. And then we'll see later on, we have the sons of Aaron are going to be scattered among the people around the tabernacle. And then Moses and Aaron and his sons are going to be in front of the tabernacle on the east side. So they're going to be among the people and around the people who are all around the tabernacle. There's a picture of the tabernacle right there on the wall there. A painting. Artist's perception of what the tabernacle looked like.
Well, aren't the Levites all supposed to be in the middle?
The Levites are... Levi had... We'll learn that Levi had three sons. Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And those three sons... Each of them had different responsibilities. Moses and Aaron were Kohathites. They were from the tribe. They were from the family. They were Kohath. They were of the three sons. And so Kohath was on one side. Merari was on the side. Gershon was on another side. And then we have Aaron and Moses and the four sons of Moses for a while, as long as they were living. Because two of the sons of Moses were killed.
Aaron.
Aaron had four sons. We know that Moses had two sons. But the sons of... We have Moses and Aaron were also on the east side. Moses and Aaron and Aaron's children and Moses' children. Since they were the high priest, the priests came from Aaron, they were right there on the east side as well. And it's possible they were right there in the front. And so on the other side, south side, north side, and the west side, you had the other Levites that were also so the Levites surrounded the tabernacle, and then we have other children of Israel who are also going around the tabernacle in an orderly fashion. And so we notice that the Judah, the first one that's mentioned, he and his family and descendants are on the east as well. Now, the tabernacle is only about 75 feet approximately, around 75 feet wide, maybe 150 feet long, an approximate number. We'll get more precise numbers later on. We're noticing there's more than 600,000 people now, but that's just men. Besides women and children, there's more than, so we have a very conservative number, 2 million people, or 1.8 million if you want to say, or whatever number you want to use. There's over a million people, well over a million people that are around this tabernacle, so they're not going to be all close by, but there's an order to how they're laid out. You have the east, by the east side, the west side, and so in other words, you have there's a structure to how they are camped around the tabernacle. There's a structure to it. And we notice here that Judah is that they are on the east side. Now, noticing here with question 5, we see there's Judah, and then another tribe pitched beside Judah. Who pitched beside the tribe of Judah? Who was their captain? We see the tribe of Issachar. They pitched next to Judah. They pitched beside Judah. Now, I'm not sure if that's to the south of Judah, to the north of Judah, or to the east of Judah. It's possible it could be the west. East or west of Judah.
I'm so mixed.
To the east, not to the west.
No. Okay.
No, I understand what you're saying.
I'll get my map here. I just
Good. Thank you for looking at your trusty map. And so the structure, he says how if they came, if they were to the east of Judah, in other words, they were, or if they were on the north or the south of Judah, whichever, however it was. But in other words, it was next to them. This is next to them. So it's possible they could have been to the east because you have, I don't know how the structure was. Maybe we'll look at that in greater detail later on. But noticing here, Mom, in verse 6, how many were numbered from the tribe of Issachar?
Verse 6 of what chapter?
We're Numbers chapter 2 and verse 6. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, the fourth book of the Old Testament.
Chapter 2?
Yes, Numbers chapter 2. Question 6.
Oh, it's over here. How many were numbered from the tribe of Issachar? 2 of 6. Every man of the children of Israel which pitched by his own standard the ensign of their father's house far off about the tabernacle of the congregation shall be.
Verse 6.
Oh, 6. And his host and those that were numbered thereof were 50,400. So 54,400,
right?
Yeah.
So we have, it says 54,400. Now, noticing here in verse 7, what tribe also pitched in the east side? So we have three tribes that are pitching in the east side. We have Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun that are pitching in the east side. And we see Zebulun's captain was Eliab. He's the captain. And so, Tammy, how many were from the tribe of Zebulun?
57,400.
Yes, go ahead.
How do you write that? I can't remember.
You do a 5-7, comma.
5-7, comma.
400.
57,400.
Let's read some more verses here. John, verse 9, please.
All that were numbered in the camp of Judah were 100,000 and 84,000 and 600,400 throughout their armies. These shall first set forth.
On the south side shall be the standard of the camp of Reuben according to their armies, and the captain of the children of Reuben shall be Eleazar, the son of Shedeur.
My mom, go ahead and read verse 11, please.
And the host and those that were numbered thereof were 40,600,500.
And those which pitched by him shall be the tribe of Simeon. And the captain of the children of Simeon shall be Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai.
And his host and those that were numbered of them were 59,300.
And those that were pitched by him shall be the tribe of Simeon.
What? We're on verse 14.
14.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Then the tribe of Gad and the captain of the sons of Gad shall be Elsaph, the sons of Reuel. So, noticing here, we have the camp of Judah. Let me go over here, this picture here. The camp of Judah. He's right here on the south side.
No, on the east side.
Pardon me, on the east side. It's the east side. And Reuben, the camp of Reuben's over here on the south side. And the camp, inside the camp of Judah, we have three tribes. Inside the camp of Reuben, we have three tribes. So we have the tribes, they're called camps. And I'm not sure. This is how Scripture is depicting them as camps. The camp of Judah is on the south side, right there by the door. Camp of Reuben's east side. The door is always in the east. I'm sorry for getting that mixed up. The door is in the east. East side. Do you see the door there?
Front door there.
The front door. The entrance to the tabernacle is the east. And the camp of Judah is there on the east. Now we have the camp of Reuben, who's on the south side. The camp of Judah consists of three tribes. The camp of Reuben consists of three tribes. What's your question?
East side's the one with the gate.
East side.
It's up with north and south. And
okay.
East is
okay, I'll, let me point it to you.
Thank you.
It's the far side.
This is east. This is the east side. There's where the gate is, on the east side. Yeah, this is the east side. That's west. This is south, and that'd be north.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
North, south, east, west.
Okay, that's
the camp of Judah is here. The camp of Reuben is here. We'll see here that we have the sons of Levi, pardon me, sons of Levi, Kohath, Gershom, and Merari positioned on the far, the north, south, west sides of the camp. But the Aaron, Moses, and we'll see that we're learning that Moses and Aaron's sons are here on the east side, among the camp, scattered among the camp of Judah.
So they could help them spiritually, I guess. Is that it?
Well, the function. We'll get to that. In a little bit. Talking about that. What was your question? Wanted to clarify?
No. The point is, Levi was scattered amongst the camp around the tabernacle.
Scattered
may not be the right word to use.
Were they They were right around them. They were almost like they were guarding the tabernacle.
Okay, they were around the perimeter of the tabernacle.
When you said scattered, I thought you were saying they were amongst
them. Pardon me for using the word. I used the wrong. Scattered is not the right word to use.
Encircling the tabernacle.
Sorry, yeah. No, I should have used the word scattered.
Well, no, I just thought
the word scripture used the word used among. The scripture says use the word among.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll learn.
Okay.
When we get there, we'll use the word. We'll see the word among.
All right.
I think. You already thought?
I didn't mind scattered. Among is very good too.
The scriptural.
We have to see what the Bible says.
We want to take the principle of what the scripture is saying. So Reuben is on the camp of Reuben is on the south side. We know where the east side is, and if we know where east is, we should be able to figure out where south is, where north is, and where west is. Sometimes my compass directions are not always precise. If it's not a sunny day, I don't have a compass, sometimes I'm not sure which way I'm going. But we know where east is. Does Scripture tell specifically where the gate, where the door of the tabernacle was to be placed? Where it was to face east? It was to be on the east side of the tabernacle. Anna, you have a thought?
Oh, it's nice that they set things up in relation to the compass directions. They don't do that some places.
Yeah, unlike some of these cities that we live in especially older cities. Older towns.
Those things right. Yeah.
They got it right finally, didn't they?
God always gets it right.
Yes, he does. He does. Now, Anna, I got a question for you based on verse 10. On what side of the tabernacle did Reuben pitch? And who was their captain?
The south side, and the captain was Elzer, the son of Shedur.
That's right. And I think we... And noticing here in verse 11, the number that were from the tribe of Reuben was 46,500. The scripture says 46,500. That's how many were from the tribe of Reuben. So, John, who pitched next to Reuben, and who was their captain?
The Simeon. I didn't read it in here. I can't read my own writing.
Verse 12.
Plumiel, the son of Shurishaddai.
Yes, okay, that's good. And we notice here in verse 13, so we have... We have here 59,300 that are part of the tribe of Simeon. And Bill, what tribe pitched on the south side of the tabernacle? Which tribe also pitched on the south side of the tabernacle, and who was their captain?
Gad.
Gad.
L-E-S-F.
So we got Reuben, Simeon, and Gad on the south side in the camp of Reuben. So, John, let's read some more verses. Verse 15, please.
15. And his host and those that were numbered of them were 45,650.
All that were numbered in the camp of Reuben were 100,050 and 1,450 throughout their armies, and they shall set forth in the second rank.
All right, Mom, please read verse 17, Exodus chapter 2, verse 17.
The tabernacle of the congregation shall set forward with the camp of the Levites in the midst of the camp, as they encamp, so shall they set forward every man in his place by their standards.
On the west side shall be the standard of the camp of Ephraim, according to their armies, and the captain of the sons of Ephraim shall be Elishama, the son of Ammihud.
And his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 40,500.
And by him shall be the tribe of Manasseh. The captain of the children of Manasseh shall be Gamaliel, the son of Pedahzur. Now notice the tribe of Gad. Again, the tribe of Gad is still in the camp of Reuben. And we notice how many were from the tribe of Gad? 45,600 were from the tribe of Gad. Now, Mom, based on verse 16 of Numbers chapter 2, how many were from the entire camp of Reuben? And what
45,650.
Good.
No.
150,450.
Yes.
Okay,
I don't know the answer.
No, I'm thinking the number he mentioned earlier. Back of 15. He said 45,600.
How many in the entire camp? Look at verse 16.
How many were in the entire camp?
They were numbered in the camp of Reuben 100,000 and 51,450 throughout the entire camp. So there
was. Let's see, the number I counted was 151,400.
Yeah.
Is that right?
1,450.
Yeah, you dropped the 50 there, too. You dropped the 50.
I dropped my 50, so...
You dropped it on the tribe of Gad, and you dropped the 50 until the...
Okay, I can't...
For the day.
I guess I'm losing 50, okay? And they're that they're the second rank. So you got one first rank, second rank, and third rank. I guess you have the...
In the order of their marching.
Yes, probably was. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even do numbers this morning.
Okay, well, let's try this again, Mom. Where were the Levites to encamp?
What question is that?
Verse 17.
Where were the Levites to encamp? 2:17. Then the tabernacle of the congregation shall set forward with the camp of the Levites in the midst of the camp as they encamp. So shall they set forward every man in his place by their standards. Well, they'll camp by their standards, or they'll put their standards where they're camping.
Anna, go ahead.
Well, it says in the midst of the camp. So that would seem, and since the tabernacle's in the midst of the camp, it would seem that the Levites are sort of on the innermost court.
Right, you're right.
Yes. Like sort of around of the tabernacle.
Yeah, so we put that on the oh, we only have one copy, don't you? I'm sorry. So we can't project it on
you
the...
You project it.
Well, why do you want to...
But it's kind of messy. It's just...
What's well, nice?
It's just how I...
It's not
this is
messy.
How I have interpreted it ever since I studied
it. Let us see it.
We're gonna project it. Anna's going to project it on the screen in a moment here as soon as we get the screen on. Yes, you're...
It's taking a view.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So your thought?
Well, I think it's so very interesting, if I am understanding this correctly, that the Levites were interspersed with... The whole place.
In the midst of the camp, they were around the perimeter.
So they could spiritually help the people as well as do the you know, the communion cups and things.
What communion cups?
They were
around the tabernacle.
I'm just making that up. I thought
they were. We'll get to that.
And so we have next, we have the camp of Ephraim. We have the camp of Judah, the camp of Reuben, and the camp of Ephraim. On what side of the camp would the tribe of Ephraim to be situated over there?
I'm sorry.
We're getting the focus in a little bit now. Is it there yet?
What do you mean, is it there yet?
I guess we have to, let's turn the monitor on the table. Let me turn it on here. I'm going to go turn this other monitor on. This one back on the back table here.
We got that?
Yeah, that's the one.
Top button turns the power on. Okay.
There it is, right there.
Green paper. I'm sorry.
I like green paper. Now if we look.
It just makes it hard.
Do you want to identify? You have a pencil there, and you can point to.
You can just make it darker.
This is the. Well, no, I have. Wait, it's fairly dark. It just doesn't look like it.
Oh.
Okay.
Where am I pointing to?
This is the tabernacle.
Right, there's a tabernacle where the pencil is, okay, that's good.
And Judah?
On the south side?
That's okay. The whole camp of Judah here. And I put Issachar behind it.
East of it, okay, that's
yeah,
good,
it
that's fine.
It seemed like God had chosen Judah for a special path.
Yes, yes.
That's why it seemed like they would be toward the front.
Mm-hmm.
We should have that, each one of us, that we should put in the bulletin.
You have to make photocopies.
It's not very good. It needs to be.
Yeah, but the idea is very good.
I think it's good.
Wait,
I think it's a good thing.
Digitize it somehow.
You don't very often see the
part. It's typed or something.
We'll take care of it. We could draw it out. We could sketch it out on the computer.
Put a name on the bottom.
Yeah, we can put a name. Yeah. We put someone's name at the bottom. We'll put your name at the bottom. How's that sound?
No, I'm not an artist. I know that.
Okay.
It wasn't an art piece of art. It was
no.
Just
okay, you put my
no.
name on that.
Yeah. Diagram.
But that's very nice.
Yes, it is
I
nice.
I don't remember seeing a picture of whatever this is.
It is very nice.
But
so
other places, they put the tribes this way around.
Mm-hmm.
The long way.
Is that me? Listen, I thought I made Grandma's handboard.
Well,
I
maybe,
do.
Okay, that's nice.
I look like my Grandma Sandmore.
That's surprising.
She was very old looking all the time.
Okay.
There I am. Oh, you missed
well, there must be some
you
mistake.
Don't
then.
Bring back. So
you no, there, I look like her.
There must be a mistake.
No, I don't.
You sure not? You're talking about the guy holding the magnifying glass? Looks
no,
like Grandma Sandmore?
He looks a little bit like my grandpa. My grandpa was more bald. If you could be more bald.
Okay.
I look like Mr. Universe.
He
okay.
just has really short hair.
All the muscles and that.
Okay. So anyway, in verse number 18, Ephraim is on the west. Thank you, Tammy, for the diagram. Like you said,
Grandma Sandborn.
That's very interesting. The Grandma Sandborn. We'll put her on the diagram.
Maybe your great grandmother Sandborn.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's right. And so we're going to get the diagram. Maybe available next week or the weeks to come.
We'll do
thank
it
you, Tammy.
So we don't forget it.
We won't forget it. Ephraim is on the west side, and Elishama is the captain. Now, Tammy, verse 19. How many were numbered from the tribe of Ephraim?
40,500.
And the tribe that was situated next to Ephraim, so the tribe that would be to the south of Ephraim, according to the diagram that Tammy made. Pardon me, west, I'm sorry.
It's west.
West, in the west, I'm sorry. We're in the west side now, which is on the opposite side. You know where the west is? We know where the east gate is. The west is on the other side there, the west side. We see the tribe of Manasseh, and the captain of the children of Manasseh was Gamaliel.
That wasn't Paul's teacher.
No, it wasn't. We're verse 21. John said to read verse 21 now.
21?
Yes, 21.
And his hosts and those that were numbered of them were 32,200.
Then the tribe of Benjamin and the captain of the sons of Benjamin shall be Abidan, the son of Gideoni. He must be Italian too.
He might be. Verse 23, Mom.
And his hosts and those that were numbered of them were 35,400.
All that were numbered of the camp of Ephraim were 100,000 and 8,000 and 100 throughout their armies. And they shall go forward in the third rank.
The standard of the camp of Dan shall be on the north side by their armies, and the captain of the children of Dan shall be Ahizir, the son of Ammishaddai.
And his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 72,700. Okay, so we have rank 1, rank 2, rank 3, rank 4. I mean, we haven't talked about rank 4 yet, but rank 1, east side. Rank 2 is south side. Rank 3 is west side. And the number that were from the tribe of Manasseh were 32,200. That's how many were from the tribe of 2,000. And Anna, question number 22, from verse 22. What other tribe was in the west side of the tabernacle, and who was their captain?
Benjamin, the captain, was Abaddon, the son of
Gideoni. That's right, and we have 35,400 that are from the tribe of Benjamin.
I'm sorry, did you ask them?
No, I didn't. No, that's the next verse. And John, question 24, please.
24. What was the total number in the camp of Ephraim, and in what rank were they? It was 108,100. They were the third rank.
So we have Judah, Reuben, Ephraim. Rank 1, rank 2, rank 3. And we notice here the question 25 is, who was positioned on the north side of the tabernacle? Who was their captain? We have the camp of Dan. Was on the north side, and we have the captain of Dan is Ahizir, is the captain from the tribe of Dan. And Bill, how many were from the tribe of Dan?
2,760.
We're at verse 26. 72,700. That's what you said, Bill, right? 62,700, is that right? 3 score.
Yeah, I counted the score as 20.
Right.
Chapter 2.
Oh, but there's 3 score.
Which is 60.
Which is 60. So we're in chapter 2, verse 26. So 3 score and 2,000. The score is 3 score. 1 score is 20. 2 score is 40. 3 score is 60.
Yeah.
3 score.
Plus
2,000. And 2,700. So it's 62,700. I'm not sure how Abraham Lincoln kept it all straight, but he did somehow. Let's read some more verses.
He had generals.
He did. He had generals.
They weren't very good ones, but...
Some of them weren't very good. You're right. You're right. John, read verse 27, please.
27. And those that encamp by him shall be the tribe of Asher, and the captain of the children of Asher shall be Pagiel, the son of Ochran.
And his host and those that were numbered of them were 41,500.
I'll read verse 29, please.
Then the tribe of Naphtali and the captain of the children of Naphtali shall be Ahira, the son of Enan.
And his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 53,400.
And all they that were numbered in the camp of Dan were 100,057,600. They shall go hindmost with their standards.
These are those which were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers. All those that were numbered of the camp throughout their hosts were 600,000 and 3,550. But the Levites were not numbered among the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses. And the children of Israel did according to all the Lord commanded Moses. So they pitched by their standards, and so they set forward every man, one after their family, according to the house of their fathers. So in verse 27, what tribe was next to Dan? We have Asher was next to Dan, and the captain of Asher was Pagiel. He's the captain of of that particular tribe. And so, Mom, from verse 28, how many were from the tribe of Asher?
And his host and those that were numbered of them were 50,500.
Okay.
40 and 1,500. I don't know how to read that.
41,500.
That's
this
right.
This morning I was trying to do numbers again, and I've forgotten how to make big numbers.
Okay.
I was
this
amazed.
This is one, right? One, and then...
You know, like 1,270.
Oh, I see. Okay, I understand what you mean.
How to large, though.
Yeah. Large. Okay, I understand what you mean.
Not the physical size.
Okay, I understand.
I was ashamed. I didn't... I graduated from proper places. And
yes, yes, you did. It's okay. Well, there's always time to refresh.
I guess so. Okay.
So that one's 4,150.
I think Dad was having a little bit of trouble, too, not as much as I was.
So you hear what Tammy said?
No.
Four. Go ahead again, Tammy.
41,500.
41,000?
Yes, that's right.
6,000 at the comma. Yeah. 500.
I don't know. That was an easy one. Mm-hmm.
Compared to some of the mixed up numbers. Well, verse 32, we'll work in verse 32. That's if you do that one, you can do any of them. In verse 29, which other tribe was in the north side of the tabernacle? We have Naphtali, and Ahira is the...
verse you on now?
Verse 29. Ahira is the captain.
I must be in the wrong chapter.
We're in Numbers chapter 2, and Tammy's going to answer your question for verse 30. Go ahead and answer question 30.
Around verse 30.
Do question 30, Tammy.
Well, you, I don't know.
Of Exodus, probably Numbers chapter 2, verse 30.
Are you on page 198?
What are we doing?
I'm answering a question, but I'm trying to see if you're on the right page, because you seem to be confused.
I seems like I am confused. Go ahead.
Okay, my question for you, my question for Tammy is, how many were from the tribe of Naphtali?
53,400.
53,400, that's right.
You see that in verse 30?
That's 53, comma.
It's in verse 30?
400.
Verse 30.
53, comma, 400. What was the total from the camp of Dan? We have 157,600. So, again, we have three tribes each of the camps. Dan would be the fourth rank.
Tell me that number in number form in verse 30.
53, comma.
53,400. Well, that's an easy one, isn't it?
Yeah, the total from the camp of Dan was 157,600. 157,600. And Anna, you get the easy one. What was the sum total of all the camps of Israel?
603,550.
That's right. 603,550. And you need to be a science major to get that big number. So that's 603, 550. Got that? 603, 550. Now this number represents the number of Israel without Levi. The previous number in the book of Exodus represented...
They weren't counted with the children of Israel.
Not with the 603 number. The 600,000 number, that would include them.
But weren't they counted?
Because they were the purposes that they belonged to God. And so the function of this census in numbers was to demonstrate the fact of how much belonged to the Lord. Who belonged to the Lord? Okay. Anna the Tenth.
So the Levites weren't supposed to go to war, so they were counting to see who was going to be able to go to war. But the Levites were dedicated to the things of the Lord; they weren't supposed to be going out to war.
And we do notice that their count will be in the following chapters in the book of Numbers, next chapter. But just a moment, Tammy and Mom, but the count starts at an earlier age, too. Tammy, go ahead.
What page, what number is that?
As Anna said, they were being they were encamping in their rank, in their order, mm-hmm. in order for them to be ready to go right into mm-hmm. the battle. Mm-hmm. So all of the tribe of Judah were to be marching first.
Yes.
And the camp of Judah were the first ones to go into battle as mm-hmm. well.
Yes.
So
that's right.
They were set in their battlements, sort of, or mm-hmm. in their battle camps.
Right.
There probably is, I don't know that much about the military, but probably if you studied Civil War history, you would see that they probably camp. Well, we know they would camp with their, you know, mm-hmm. immediate
yes.
company or whatever right. they were mm-hmm. called. I don't know the terms, but you know, so that if there was some reason for them to get up and go fight, they would
yes,
be
they
ready.
Could do it mm-hmm. in orderly fashion. You remember your thought, Mom?
Yeah, it's sort of mixed up. But the Levite, 33, were not ashamed, not numbered among the children of Israel as the Lord commanded Moses. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so they pitched by their standards. And so they set forward everyone after the families according to the house of their fathers.
All right.
It seems like...
The Levites were not numbered. Because as the Lord commanded Moses, and as Tammy's observation, and Nana's observation was that they, the function was to minister in the tabernacle,
right. Okay.
Not to go to war.
So they had to live near the tabernacle. I thought they lived within the group so they could help them spiritually.
They lived around the tabernacle.
They lived around.
Okay.
And John, but what did the children of Israel pitch?
They pitched by their standards.
They pitched by their standards. And so, Bill, what are some of your favorite verses from Numbers chapter 2?
Well, the only verse that I would consider a favorite of mine anyway is the first verse. And the Lord spake unto Moses and in the wilderness. Oh, wait, that's the wrong chapter. Number 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, the rest is just details of their bivouac, and but the Lord speaking was, I thought, was important.
Yes, that's good. Mom, what's your favorite verse? Maybe favorite verses, and why?
My favorite, but this is a startling one. In verse 4 of chapter 3. And Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord.
No, that's the wrong chapter.
Well, chapter 2. That's a good verse.
Chapter 3.
Okay, if you want, this is your favorite verse from chapter 2.
I didn't hear that part.
I'm sorry.
I was interested in that one. I can't talk about that one.
All right.
I don't have any.
Save that for next week.
I'll write it down for next week. How about you, Tam? You have a favorite verse from this chapter?
Well, I just like the chapter. I mean, I like the whole chapter. It shows the organization plan of the Lord for battle, but I like verse 3 because it shows the blessings that were bestowed by God on the tribe of Judah.
Mm-hmm.
And how they were primary, they were the first in the battle.
Yes, that's good. Mm-hmm. And how about you? You have a favorite verse or so, or two?
I thought it was interesting. And if you look at verses 18 through 22 or so, or 24, it's saying that the children of Joseph were with the children of Benjamin at that time. Mm-hmm. They were together. Mm-hmm. But then later, in the kingdom, when the kingdom was divided, Benjamin was with Judah.
Very good. Good observation. And how about you, John? Any favorite verses or why?
Well, I would say verse 34. And because and the children of Israel did according to all the Lord commanded
yes.
Moses. And
they did what God
commanded. If only the modern church could follow even a tenth of that.
That's right. Do what God commands. That's right. Any more? Anna, go ahead.
Don't worry. There'll be plenty of times in Numbers where the children of Israel don't follow the Lord.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
So,
that's right.
So we need not think that Israel was
No, but it's nice to know that they did follow in this.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's true. They followed in something.
We can learn from their obedience and their discipline.
Any more thoughts or observations anyone has about this, John?
Yeah, I'll show you. It's interesting, and then come out in Scripture, but if you look at how they're placed, and you look at where the Holy of Holies is, and you look at their positions and compare it to where the Holy of Holies is, it's the shape of a cross.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's good. Mm-hmm. And,
my numbers are all mixed up here.
Good, John. That's good. Any more thoughts or observations that anyone has?
Are some of these pages mixed up?
It's possible they would be mixed up.
Oh, they must not be.
You know, it's possible they would be mixed up, especially if they were stapled. They could have been mixed up. Is your staple or paper clipped?
Well, they're stapled. I just don't know how to get myself straight.
There are page numbers on the top.
It says the wrong chapter on it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was a...
Oh, it is right on yours. You got the right one there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Maybe I should number them.
Oh. It's all right. I'm not very good at...
No. Maybe I should do it that way, you know, rather than having it... Each chapter, I could continue the number. Like, in other words, so assuming we had one page for each chapter, which we don't, but just for sake of discussion... Page 1 could be chapter 1, page 2 could be chapter 2, page 3 could be chapter 4, page 34, but we'll say page 64 could be, you know, but...
That's her problem.
I think she's responding to your problem.
Oh.
She's responding to your problem.
Oh, okay, good.
You know, she hears your problem and she's very empathetic about it.
Okay.
Any more thoughts, observations about... this particular chapter.
I don't know what to say.
We lost Jacob and
yes, we did.
They never came back.
We're sorry about that.
Maybe they decided just to listen. They did call back on the cell phone.
Yes, maybe they can. I'm glad everyone listened here.
Thanks for seeing you.
And everyone listened where you're listening. And John, will you look good to have you for last? John, thank you for your help these last 2 days. And you made some good progress with what you were doing. I appreciate that. Go ahead, please close your prayer.
Sure. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you this afternoon. We thank you and praise you for the classes, Lord. We thank you for all those who are in attendance today, but whether here physically or via the internet or telephone. We ask that your Holy Spirit will continue to guide and direct each of us to come back to class. As your word says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves as the manner of some is. We want to make sure we have time with fellowship, Lord, especially to worship and praise you and learn more about your word and apply it to our lives. Father, we ask that you be with us. We part our ways and bring us back together again. Keep us safe throughout the upcoming week, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Thanks for coming. I do have some quizzes or study guides for you.